Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna Historical Village Director Nancy Roth about the Kelowna Fall Festival.
The Kelowna Historical Village's Fall Festival is this Friday, so what can you tell me about it?
Well, this is our 45th year, so I think that's quite the undertaking to have something continuously that for that many years. The Kelowna Fall Festival has a lot of the same things every year, but it's the things that make the historical village and the Fall Festival what it is. That would be all of our buildings that have been moved in over the years that are historical landmarks in the area. Each of the buildings contain artifacts that pertain to that time period, so there's a lot of history here. And then we try to bring in different things to represent the history. This year we have a broom maker coming. Unfortunately, our blacksmith has retired, so if anybody knows of a blacksmith to bring to the Kelowna area, obviously things like that are getting rough and tough on people's bodies to do over the years. But the Mennonite Museum's tradition is always making the homemade apple butter over the copper kettle that you can purchase either on a slice of homemade bread or you can buy jars of it, and that's one of their annual fundraisers. Within our different buildings, we have different demonstrations going on. In our loom house, we have spinning and weaving. Within the Mennonite Museum, there's also spinning and weaving going on there. We do also have some of our local quilters in there quilting quilts. We have live entertainment going on stage all day Friday and all day Saturday. We have a talent contest on Saturday. We will be featuring Mike Zoss again here showing the Brenton films. I know there's a lot of people out there that have seen these, but there are also a lot of people that have not gotten the opportunity to see him. So he'll be having three different time slots that he'll be showing those, two on Friday, one on Saturday. A lot of great local vendors making handmade items that'll be for sale. We have a lot of kids' activities going on. We have our Windy Acre Stables pony rides that are here always every year. What seems to be really popular for the parents to be able to come and relax is the corn bin that we bring. The Kelowna Public Library will be doing kids' activities on Friday. We will have the Iowa City Children's Museum in on Saturday with different activities there. Coming back again this year is going to be the University of Iowa Mobile Museum with a completely different setup than what they had in there last year. And probably one of the most important things of the Fall Festival is all of the wonderful foods that our local area churches and youth groups bring to the community to be able to enjoy. So I could probably keep listing more and more things, but it always is just a really fun time. To me, it's a family gathering place every year, a class reunion place. It seems like we always seem to hook up with our old friends and have some good food and conversation Friday nights. That seems to be a really big thing. So lots and lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, what are you most excited about for the weekend?
I am just most excited if it could be sunny and nice out.
All right.
No, this is just such a traditional thing. I just am excited to be able to kind of be the coordinator of it and to be able to do this for the community. And this is one of the Historical Village and the Mennonite Society's biggest fundraisers. So it's a really big deal to me for many reasons, I think, community-wise, fundraising-wise. I know a lot of the food vendors are here. It's one of their big fundraisers of the year, too. So we just want to have a really nice event. We want to bring people to the Kelowna area and show them what is so special about our area and why people enjoy coming here.
Okay. So what are the costs involved for people who want to attend?
It is $6 to get in the gate for adults. You can purchase buttons ahead of time up until Thursday. There are different businesses within the Kelowna area, including the Historical Village, that you can get buttons in advance for $5, so you can save a dollar. Children 7 through 12 are $2. Those you would purchase at the gates, and then 6 and under are free.
Is there anything else that you would like to let people know about?
I probably have left something out, but like I said, we've just got a lot of great music. We do have a talent contest on Saturday afternoon, so if you or your children or a friend have something they'd like to perform, dance, sing, whatever, we have a really great talent contest, and you can win some great prizes with that. You can stop in or get on the website and get the form and get that sent in to me, too.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Nancy Roth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.